day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place.
We are full of gifts. The gifts that we send to you in the form of outrageously intelligent discussion at the hands of Roberta Fasanelli, who is our queen of sheep. And she has also other things to add. She's not just interested in money. She's interested in thought and provocation and doing.
Provocation, yes.
She's a provocateur. She's a big dreamer and a big thinker.
I love that word.
Just like what, provocateur?
Yes, it's a great word.
It is a great word. Yeah, exactly. High achievement is what we aim for here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Richie has a cold. Isn't that his immune system is knocked around a little
he's
bit?
Probably a little thrashed after
last week or so.
Absolutely. It's understandable.
All right. So how are you doing at controlling your desires, Roberta, these days?
Controlling my desires? Which ones?
The ones we can talk about on the radio. I want you to stretch your mind to some new ideas, some new goals, some new achievements, some big successes. I want you to be thinking about your next big success.
Actually, I have planned a trip that I have been wanting to do since I was 14 years old. For
really?
Me, this is my trip of a lifetime.
Where?
And I have finally, I planned it. The spot opened up at the last minute. It's 16 days down the Colorado River.
Really?
Through the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
From Lee's Ferry to Lake Mead by rowboat.
Rowboat. Row your boat.
They call them dories. That's the way John Wesley Powell went down the Colorado River.
Make sure you bring lots of chewing gum in case you spring a leak.
You're right.
The Colorado River has some rough spots in it.
47 rapids.
Yeah. Good for you, Roberta.
In a rowboat.
Can you bring a cell phone with you so you can call us every once in a while so we'll know that you're okay?
You're completely isolated.
Really?
I did buy emergency evacuation insurance. They put the helicopter up and they drop down the basket. And
right.
It's the
med
only way
jet.
Out.
I think they call it med jet or something
that.
That
is
like
the
that.
Only way out of there.
Yeah. When is this going to happen?
I am leaving August 16th, and I will be back September 4th.
So who's going to take care of your daughter?
Actually, I'm sending my daughter to Italy.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, she's going to Italy for those weeks.
And then when
does
school start for her? It must start right after that.
Yeah, school actually starts after Labor Day in New York City.
Yeah.
It starts late.
Which is when it's supposed to start. These people that start school in August, come on, give me the program.
I don't get it. It's so darn hot, too, especially these states where it's 110 degrees. You're going to put kids in a classroom?
Crazy.
I don't get it.
Not a good idea. By the way, speaking of good ideas, tomorrow morning at this time, I'm going to invite John Harper, who is the manager of WMEL, our affiliate down in Melbourne. John and I have had a great relationship for, I think, more or less 20 years. And it sort of coincides with the shuttle launches and landings because he's covered every one of them on WMEL. So I thought it would be kind of cool to have him. And I'm going to try to find Jay Honeycutt as well. I haven't found him the last couple of times I was trying to find him. I haven't been able to find him, but I'll see if I can find him. The last landing of the Space Shuttle Atlantis tomorrow morning. Actually, they're starting their coverage at WMEL, John Station, at 5 East Coast time, for those of you who are listening there. And I'm pretty sure MEL, John will tell me, or we can just check it out. Jennifer or Michael, MEL has a website. I think they stream their programming, but the reason I bring that up is because there'll be a lot of people around the world around the country that might want to go to this, and I won't be able to put them on at 5. I'll put them on at 6, but I can't do them at 5 because we're doing the countdown then. So if, in fact, all that starts at 5, people might want to listen. They can choose. We'll send them to that website.
Yep,
all right.
You know,
right
I was,
hey, there's
I was
your
at,
mug on the website.
I was at the Kennedy Space Center last Monday, you know, right after the shuttle launch.
Yeah, yeah.
Had the place to ourselves. I mean, there was literally
nobody there.
Mm-hmm. And it gave me the opportunity to talk to a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, people are just bummed.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
This is
big
another
time,
example
time.
Of the stupidity, the stupendous stupidity of the so-called leadership in this country. The incredible stupidity, and that's what it is. There's nothing positive that comes out of this, of taking a program that has meant so much to so many people, not only here in our country, starting, we were talking the last hour, Roberta, about this being the anniversary of the first moon landing. The Apollo landed on this date in 1969. So you lose that energy that comes from all the work that was done. The computer that exists today came out of the space program. Communication, food, all kinds of things
fabric,
that have advanced
textiles,
us.
Yeah.
And it's just up in puff in smoke because of the morons in the Bush administration and this current Obama administration. They say, well, we're working on something new. Keep the program going so people at least have something that we can kind of wrap ourselves around. Instead of spending less money on it, you jerks that waste so much of our money, spend it on something that's good, that has been a source of national pride. You know, there are always a few naysayers. The program hasn't done this and that. But for the most part, people get that it did great things for our psyche, for our ego, for our the practical side of math and science and all of those things that came about as a result of our being in the space program. There is very little bad that's come out of this. Mostly good. Think of another government program that's been as good and as successful and as positive as the space program, and I challenge you, you won't find one. You won't. You will not find one. So, and now it's frittered away and thrown away, and it's just disgusting. People drive me nuts. They really do.
You feel better?
It's so annoying. It's so unnecessary. You know, this is the most positive thing that we have going for us. John says he does stream at 1300WMEL.com.
Yep.
Would you say my picture was up there now? That's because I'm on the station now. But I want people around the country, around the world, if I am not able to do it, they can go to his website and listen to the coverage that starts at 5 tomorrow morning. Why don't we put that up on our website, too, okay? Jen, can we do that?
I'll do my best.
That's very good. We like that. Jennifer's doing her best. Roberta's doing her best. Michael's doing his best. I'm doing my best. You're doing your best. I was thinking about you yesterday, Roberta.
Me?
Is there another Roberta here? So will the other Roberta please stand up?
Me?
No, only that's it. You're it.
Oh, I hope you were thinking nice thoughts.
Well, I was thinking about the controversy that surrounds still this classic, this modern-day classic, the boy wizard that has stayed in business. Harry Potter and the franchise and the excitement and... One of the things that came to me, and I don't know whether it's worth a minute or two of our time, the people who early on denigrated Harry Potter, the right religionists, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
There were death threats.
Oh, yeah.
Believe this, folks? There were death threats aimed at some of the stars of Harry Potter. They were death threats, aimed at J.K. Rowling, because this portrayal of witchcraft in Harry Potter so upset or offended those people who are so narrow-minded. The hysteria, though, I think pretty much died down once the success of this thing became worldwide, though, didn't it?
I think so, though. There was still, I remember... there's some people across the street from us on Long Island. He was a minister at a very
are you whispering right
conservative,
now?
Conservative Christian right sect, I guess you could call it. But we used their girls as babysitters. They had five girls, and the girls were wonderful babysitters, so we used them as babysitters for Victoria. And we went to, they had a school, kind of like homeschooling, but in the church itself. And one of the teachers, Victoria must have been about 9 or 10, one of the teachers takes Victoria aside, sits her down, and gives her this lecture on how Harry Potter is evil, and it's against God, and it's witchcraft. And Victoria, being such a polite child, just kind of sat there and nodded, and then gets up, you know, and comes over to me, points her eyes in the direction of the guy, and she says, "That guy's crazy." You know, actually, at this convention that I was at, there was a seminar on how to integrate Harry Potter into a vacation Bible school.
Really?
Yep.
And how'd that work? See, that's what I'm kind of interested in, how that, because there does seem to have been a modification here. I saw a book called Looking for God in Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
because there are so many people that get so consumed with the moral elements and the symbolism of this. Now, I don't claim to be a Harry Potter expert by any stretch of the imagination, but my radar always, my tinfoil always goes up when I see people trying to suggest that their values be the values of everybody. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I don't really like Harry Potter. It doesn't do anything for me. There's nothing about Harry Potter that I find interesting.
Well, you don't like fantasy stuff.
No, I
don't
like
care for it all,
I just,
right?
Yeah, right. I think there's a lot of creepy. I think there's too much scary stuff for kids, period. And there was when I was a kid, and I think there still is. But having said that, this woman has crafted a marvelous story. And has done a franchise that stayed strong.
A lot of times they start to weaken.
Hey, listen to this. So far, Harry Potter, by the numbers, $7 billion in consumer products. That's before you go to the movies.
Wow.
The movies themselves have brought in $6.4 or $6.5 billion. In sales of DVDs and home entertainment stuff, $4 billion. Video games, $1.5 billion. Television rights to the movies, $1 billion. You realize how much money this series has created? And that's what it is. It sort of reminds me, in a biblical sense, to bring this back around a little bit, you know how we talk about abundance and how God doesn't say anything about abundance other than that you ought to have it, everybody ought to have it, everybody deserves it, why not? You can create it. You only limit yourself. There's plenty of it there. And so here's J.K. Rowling, who has personified what God has suggested be done, and that is create abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the work that she's created for all these people. Look at the amount of business and all of the things that are really good that have come out of this. How can you say that it is heretical, that heresy is involved?
No, not at all.
When so much good has come out of it. It seems silly.
You know, think of how many millions of kids have been enticed to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of this series.
Right.
When a time when literature is going out the window because kids are into video games.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's helped to that for sure.
Yeah. So, isn't there a Bible verse or something on the last, one of the last scenes of the movie? Didn't I hear that from somebody? There's a Bible. There's some kind of Bible. There's some way of relating to the Bible, anyway, in either the book or the movie. Again, not being an expert on the books.
You know, I enjoyed it, and I kind of got pottered out by this whole convention thing last week.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly not an expert, and much to the chagrin of my daughter.
Yeah.
But
it's
never
still,
read the book.
And more good than bad comes out of
yes.
it. And that's kind of, you know, the two things we've been talking about so far in this hour, the space program and Harry Potter. Both of them have produced far more good than not. Not really related other than that they have produced good in their own ways. Harry Potter, a lot of pleasure, a lot of abundance, a lot of things that one would consider for the most part positive. And the space program as well. There's always going to be someone who will try to throw cold water on whatever other people are enthused about. You know what? Let those people be. Mm-hmm. There are the, what's his name, Harold Camping? Let those people, they'll have their way and they'll have their day
But don't you find it annoying that people actually buy into this and
what
spend
I find
all
annoying,
kinds of
no,
money?
No,
I
don't.
Like a scam.
No, I don't find that. What I find annoying is that people want other people to believe what they believe. You believe in what you believe. God bless you for having your beliefs, but stay out of my face. Leave me alone. I want to believe what I want to believe, not what you want me to believe. That's what I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug said.
He
yeah.
said that. Yeah. 21 after.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Story from Japan today. Everybody ready? Japan has a new class of citizen called the herbivore man. A man who is not interested in sex, not interested in money. Herbivore men are in their 20s and 30s. They believe that friendship without sex can exist between men and women.
Oh, to be young and stupid again.
Yeah, I know.
So there are bars now that are being built around Japan that are catering to these men.
Hey, what do you mean? Sex and no money? I just built one of those clubs in my house.
Thank God it's Friday! You know, Fox, I have often paid for women worse than you. We know your type and we admire your big American breath. Don't worry about disease. In Czechoslovakia, I was cured many times.
Join us, the Stephens Good Day.
I'm doing the dance.
Big news for Thriller fans. I guess, I don't know, Michael, crank this up for a second. Will you please collect my thoughts, such as they are. There's the red and black calfskin jacket Michael Jackson wore in this music video.
Calfskin?
It's calfskin.
Oh, calfskin.
Calf. Not half skin. Calfskin. Groundbreaking. What are you guys doing now? I had I was very upset last night. Actually, I was brought to tears.
Aww.
I was mowing a field
did
of hay.
Did you kill something?
I did. Yeah.
Can I tell you that I saved a duck yesterday?
Did you good? And you did. You took care of what I unfortunately was responsible for the demise of a duck.
You killed a duck?
I did.
I saved a duck.
Yeah. I cook it. I ran over it with a tractor. What are you
talking about? Yeah, it's a pressed duck.
Yeah, pressed.
It's a good thing the duck didn't show up in Roberta's yard. She'd be eating it right now.
Exactly.
I made it a pool.
Anyway, so we were the calfskin, and there's a certain amount of negativity to that in my world.
Yes.
At any rate, that's not the story. The story is that this jacket is going on tour. A commodities broker named Milton Verrett bought the jacket. You may remember in a it was an auction, I think, last fall. He paid $1.8 million for this thing. $1.8 million for it. This guy's got it. Imagine having that much money. He could spend $1.8 million for something as silly like this. Anyway, but he's going to use it for good. He's going to take this and some other classic clothing around the world to raise money for charities to help sick children. Kind of reminds me of Uri, in a sense. This is a jacket, actually one of two that Jackson wore during the filming of the video. I think I remember him, you can see him wearing the jacket in a scene with a troop of zombies that come out of the graves and break into a dance routine. That's very
Is it a red jacket?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's in my mind.
Yeah, Yeah, red jacket. So you're going to use it for good. So that's a good thing. 27 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Okay, time. We have two. We have a television quiz coming up. Roberta's going to give us our Queen of Cheap report. I'm going to do a television quiz. But before we get to that, something else also took place on this date. And I don't, I mean, we all personalize things. I remember this because I was personally involved with this gentleman. It was on this day in 1990. I was working at a radio station in Cincinnati, and this man came into the studio to start doing a radio program following my radio program on this radio station. That day, he had been sentenced to 5 months in prison and fined $50,000. Who was the man and what did he do? 800-510-8255. Perhaps, did I say the city I was working in? I think I did, didn't I? I did. Okay, Michael says I did. Okay, so that maybe helps you a little bit in trying to figure out who the person is and what the problem was. But I confronted him. I didn't confront him. I just met him. And it happened the radio program started on the same day that he got convicted, which was pretty interesting. 800-510-8255. Who is this man? What was the problem? What's the story? We want to know. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the FBI arrested over a dozen people in the United States suspected of being members of the hacker group Anonymous. The nationwide investigations pulled hackers out of New York, California, New Jersey, and Florida. Alleged members of Anonymous have also been arrested worldwide for attacking government and big business websites. In other news, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express recently made a deal that will allow customers of ISIS to make mobile phone payments. ISIS is the mobile commerce venture formed by carriers AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile to develop a mobile payment solution. Customers will be able to make point-of-sale purchases using a near-field communications chip. And finally, a recent survey measured user satisfaction of companies, and Facebook ranked in the bottom 6%. Facebook received a score of 66, well below the social media leaders Wikipedia and YouTube. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wednesdays is Half Price Games Day at Dave and Buster's. All day, every Wednesday, is Half Price Games. You get half off every one of Dave and Buster's amazing games, like Super Trivia and Spin and Win. And you can win tons of tickets to redeem for cool prizes. Half Price Games Wednesdays all summer long, only at Dave and Buster's. May not be combined with any other offers. Offer is available for a limited time only.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite.
Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Video is there. The video is back. At JudgeStefan.com. Help yourself. I'm in the studio. Richie's in the studio. It's 33 and change past the hour. Richie has a cold. His immune system is weakened somewhat, but you will prevail, Richie.
I'm going to beat this thing back.
Survive. Yes. You will survive.
I will survive.
All right, so we have the Queen of Cheap coming up in just a moment, and Jennifer with a lot of television info, and I have a TV quiz coming up. But before that, I ask this question. May I repeat the question for those who may not have heard it? I went back to my days in Cincinnati for this experience and for this question. On this date in 1990, a gentleman was convicted, and then subsequently he was sentenced after, but he was convicted of some wrongdoing. He started working on the radio station. I did in the afternoons on the station, 2 to 6, I did the afternoon program. And I was doing this program in the morning and that program in the afternoon there. And he came on the air to start a program at 6 o'clock in the evening. And it was some of the most compelling radio for a guy who'd never been on the radio. He did an extraordinarily good job because he was for decades, he was the symbol. Man, I don't know how else you would put it. He was the symbol of Cincinnati. So who's the guy and what was the problem? Isn't that kind of easy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have thought it was, but maybe I throw people off because they didn't know that I worked with him on the radio station there.
No.
We actually became pretty good friends. He was, for as much as you could be friends with a guy, because if you didn't talk about him, there was no conversation, but at any rate, it was a very, very interesting guy. At any rate, who was that man? Would you like to shake his hand? And did he make your baby fall in love with you? What was his crime? And what was his name, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's the 2020 sort of a history quiz. Meanwhile, it's time for Roberta. By the way, I gave the number out, right? 800-510-8255. Roberta's turn now to impress us with her Queen of Cheap material for today.
The diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
You know, we were talking about back to school before, Doug.
Yes, we were, Roberta. You're so correct.
I know. And, well, here's a back to school deal. If you're looking for back to school clothes, and I can't believe it. I mean, it's like the middle of the summer. You go into the store, you're looking for bathing suits, and what do you
see? And there's sweaters.
Back to school.
Yeah.
It's like police.
I was just listening to a report that was saying some retailers were advertising back to school computers and stuff like this. Rebates and layaways in June.
Yeah, good lord.
Because they're afraid the economy is having, if people are having to spread the money out over the summer instead of just doing it all in August.
Well, I've got two back to school deals for you. One is, don't forget about a program that Sears has. It's called the Kid Vantage Club. And if your kid outwears any clothing that was purchased at Sears before they outgrow it. So let's say you buy your 8-year-old boy a pair of jeans and he wears out the knees and yet the jeans still fit him. Sears will replace the same item in the same size free.
Wow.
Do you know how that is, by the way?
That's correct.
That is
absolutely
genius marketing.
That's the first time this guy Lambert, who was a hedge fund guy, had bought Sears and basically ruined it. Somebody must have started to talk some sense into him. That is the genius move.
Right?
Genius
move.
Expect
from the people that created Tough Skins? Did they make Tough Skins?
Yeah, Tough Skins. I wore Tough Skins as a kid. But I will tell you this. It never happens.
Kids grow so fast.
They grow so fast. Yeah. I mean,
but that's not it, Richie.
It's still a great marketing idea.
It's a great promotional tool.
That's what they do with their tools.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Why
exactly.
I
break them, bring them back.
Tools.
Yeah. So same thing with clothing. Though, you know, in a way, you can only buy your kid maybe two pairs of jeans. You don't have to worry about it. Let them wear it out. Let them wear them every day. And make holes in them.
Yeah, but then you have to do laundry every other day.
All right, so you just Googled jeans.
Yeah.
What came up first?
What?
Nobody ever got pregnant with their jeans on.
Well, that's a Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Yes, Justin Timberlake quote.
Okay.
Okay, here's another great back-to-school idea. If you have extra textbooks, you know how much textbooks cost. I mean, it's such a scam. It's such a ripoff.
Yep.
But there is a program called Cash for Books, and you can basically sell your textbooks back. And right now you get a $5 bonus cash coupon as well if you're selling any of your current textbooks. Michaels, you know how much I love Michaels. In fact, I bought a fantastic print, a limited edition print at the Harry Potter convention. The woman who does all the artwork for the covers of the books did this fantastic Escher-looking bird's eye view of Hogwarts that is just fabulous. I got number 17 of 50. And the number 7 is really important in the Harry Potter world.
Yeah.
So this is a Michaels coupon for 25% off the entire purchase, and I'm going to use this to get that framed because Michaels does great framing.
Last week when we were running around doing memorial service stuff, not funeral stuff, I had to run into Michaels because, you know, you get all these pictures that are just loose pictures and you need quick frames to set them up. You know? So, Doug, you saw all those framed pictures?
Yeah.
Michaels, $6.99.
$6.99.
How do you beat that?
And then you get 25% off of it. Think about it.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
Right. How do you beat that?
I want to thank Rich McFadden for going over to Michaels and having those pictures taken care of because they were really good. They were very good, Richie.
Leave me alone.
You did a very good job, and you should be proud of yourself for doing such a good job.
Leave me a cold alone.
All right, are we done, Roberta?
No, we got two more.
Hurry up.
Sephora inside of JCPenney giving away free samples of Alginist Anti-Aging Moisturizer and Serum. You don't need any coupon for this freebie. Just
are you insinuating that
it?
I need something to fix my face? Is that
absolutely
what the insinuation is?
And Serum?
And Serum.
Yeah, Serum.
Yeah.
I use
Serum.
Yeah.
Like a witch is brewing this up in the back of the JC.
No, like that arrow. You know what it's like, the aloe vera juice that we're talking about? You can put it on.
It's clear and it's kind of, thick.
Right.
And today only, July 20th.
Did I just say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today only,
aren't
Maggie
you done
Moos.
Yet?
No, I got one more. Maggie Moos has a free mini Coke float.
Maggie
that's
Moos?
Only today between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m.
What's a Maggie Moos?
Maggie Moos is an ice cream shop.
Really? Not as good as Eastleigh Farm.
And
probably
the deals
not.
Just keep on coming.
And they
keep
on coming.
They're all at the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com.
Soon.
All right. But that's right. They haven't been up. We'll work on it. We have one technical problem solved, and that's me getting back on the video. So if you go to DougStephan.com, what do I have on for a... I don't even know what I have on. Richie, can you see my shirt? I think I can't see it upside down.
I gotta pull you up here.
All right. You can pull me up. Let's get the answer to the 2020 news quiz question. Here's Dana calling from one of our favorite stations, the Jet, down in Lake City, northern Florida. Hi, Dana.
How are you, Doug?
Well, sir, and how about you?
I'm good. Look, good. Thanks for keeping the world balanced with, you know, press a duck and save a duck. That's very unique.
We do our best.
That's good radio.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
One in, one out.
Right, so for those who didn't hear that story in the last half hour, I was lamenting. Last night was about dark, and I was mowing some hay, and I ran over a duck.
They pressed the dinner.
I was really annoyed at myself, and I went. I slammed.
Like the seventh or eighth animal you've killed in a month, right?
Yeah, I slammed my hand against the side of the fender of the tractor, and I got off, and there wasn't anything I could do.
Did you cry?
I did, actually.
Here's what happened to me. This is how I balance you out, because we are fair and balanced on this
show. We're really.
I got home yesterday, and I was taking my trash cans in, and I came ankle to face with a duck in my yard. In
what
the middle
kind
of L.A. And it was injured like a regular duck.
Peking duck.
Yeah. Orange duck.
Orange duck.
Press duck.
And it was injured around the neck, so I made it a little mud pond, and I'll call the Humane Society this morning.
You made a mud pond?
Yeah.
Good.
What do you mean?
All right, so Dana, never mind. Come on, I got to get the answer to the question.
I'm wondering.
All right, Dana, so who was it that I met on this date in 1990?
I'm saying Gordon Liddy.
You know, that's it. I've known him, Gordon, longer than that, but that's a good guess. I didn't broadcast with him. I actually met him first. It was, I think, 1984 when he received the Freedom of Speech Award from an old organization that I belonged to, National Association of Radio Talk Show Hosts down in Houston. And I remember because he and I and his wife and his son. I was the fellow who was the president of the organization. I was vice president of the organization. The president couldn't show up, so I was assigned the duty of keeping Gordon Liddy company while the protesters. This was outside. We had the event at the Houston Space Center. So there was like 5,000 people, the news media all over the place. We were giving the Freedom of Speech Award to Gordon Liddy, and Gloria Allred, God bless her, showed up with a bunch of protesting women. And they had placards, and she tried to take over the whole event. She was pretty, and she did a pretty good job of it.
That
too.
Didn't sound like her at all.
Oh, no. No. She was so angry that we were giving the Freedom of Speech Award to Gordon Liddy that she wanted to shut the whole thing down, and she damn near got it shut down.
You know what? And I bet you Gordon was sitting in the back room with you just with a smile
had
on
a great
his
time.
Face.
Oh, yeah. I had a great time. I remember his wife, doting he was on her. And that was the first time I met Gordon. It was 1984, anyways, to answer that question. Good guess, though, Dana. Thank you. Here's Frank in Lebanon, Missouri. Hi, Frank. How are you doing today?
Hi, Doug. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good to hear. Who do you think it was that I met for the first time on this date, 1990?
Well, since you mentioned Cincinnati, my guess was Pete Rose.
Yes. Pete Rose, baseball's all-time hit leader, was convicted in Cincinnati and then later was sentenced to 5 months in prison. He got fined $50,000 for filing false income tax returns. And I remember when he came down to the studio the day he was sentenced, and he looked at me and he had a tear in his eye. He says, "You want to do a couple of weeks for me?" And I foolishly said, I thought he meant do the radio program. What he meant was go to jail for a couple of weeks for him. He doesn't ever remember my name. I saw him a couple of years ago walking through. He had just gone from some memorabilia show in Las Vegas. I saw him and we had a chat. But he's still a very interesting guy. And as I said, he was great as long as you were talking about him. He was happy, but a fascinating human being. Very interesting. Very interesting.
I agree. That's back when you were friends with Jerry Springer, too, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was that same era.
That must have been a rough couple of years.
Cincinnati has its interesting stars, for sure. All right, Frank, hold on just a second. We'll give you a nice Doug Steffen prize. All right, you want my television? We're going to get to a television report here in a moment. Jennifer's got the update on what's going on. It was on this day in 1957 that the original Miss America contest was first aired on television. Who was the original host? 800-510-8255. Historically, on this date, 1957, the first There she goes, Miss America. Remember that, Roberta?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Who was it that sang that? Who was the first host of the original Miss America pageant? Just a fun romp down memory lane, I suppose.
It wasn't Charlie Sheen. That's a
hint. It was not Charlie Sheen.
No, I'll tell you about him.
You're going to talk about the new TV show that Charlie is involved in. And that's coming right up here on Good Day.
With IBM's Masters of Business Change, I'm Bill Crawford. Buildings represent 42% of our global energy usage. Innovative companies are turning to new technology to make their buildings run smarter. Clay Nessler with Johnson Controls explains.
We're changing the way buildings are built and operated to meet the growing demand for sustainable buildings. Building management systems have always been able to collect lots of data, and integrating data from a variety of technology systems has become increasingly common.
In the hands of an experienced operator, these integrated systems can save energy, reduce operational costs, and improve reliability. Nessler adds,
what is new and exciting is the ability to run advanced analytics on top of this data to identify opportunities for optimization, making it easier for every building to operate at peak performance.
To learn more on smarter buildings, go to johnsoncontrols.com. That's Masters of Business Change from IBM.
I'm in the, I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us, business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayville Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, again, a repeat of the question, the television quiz question. On this date in 1957, the first Miss America pageant was aired on television. And I want to know who the original host was. Who was that man? 800-510-8255. Jen, Charlie Sheen. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I bet you have more pertinent information.
Well, I do, and it's a two-parter. I don't know if you heard, but Two and a Half Men has started to release their marketing information for the show. And actually, I saw the billboards yesterday. They just were put up. And Ashton Kutcher and John Cryer and Angus T. Jones, the kid on the show, are all naked behind a poster board.
So you think, anyway.
Exactly. It looks like they're naked. And the poster reads, all will be revealed on 9/19/11. So
you know why I laugh about that? There's at our video of the day today at DougStephan.com has an amazing performance by an Italian who does impressions of stars and singers, does quick costume changes on stage. All the costumes are made out of paper. And one of them, I think he looks like he's naked, but he isn't really. That's the video of the day.
Yeah, I was just saying that.
Yeah, check that out. All right, Jen, what else?
All right, so also Charlie Sheen, which you guys mentioned yesterday, has signed on to do a new sitcom. We mentioned this also last week. There were rumblings about it, but it is official. He's coming back to do Anger Management. And he released a statement yesterday saying he chose Anger Management because, well, it may be, this is quoting now, well, it might be a big stretch for me to play a guy with serious anger management issues. I think it's a great concept.
Good for him.
Yeah, so he'll be back in the thick of things. Also, good news for Al Sharpton. He is being considered now by MSN. NBC to replace Zink. How do you say his name? Zink Uger?
Zink Uger. Yeah, Zink. Yeah, I don't
know. Al Sharpton will be in the running for that.
Huh. All right, let me get the answer to the question. Do you mind?
TNT canceled Men of a Certain Age.
Oh, that's too bad. That was a good show.
Yeah, that was a good
Frank
show.
In Vero Beach. What's the name of the host of the first Miss America?
I believe it was Art Linkletter.
No, sir, it was not. Thank you, though, for the try. Debbie in Muncie, Pennsylvania. What do you think?
I think it was Burt Parks.
It was Burt Parks, and Miss America went together for a long time. I don't know if that figured it. That's a figure of speech, you understand. Hi, Debbie. Hold on a second. Thank you for the call. 51 after on Good Day.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Go. We got lots to do here, Richie. Come on. Get with the program, will you?
Yeah.
53 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. I'm always happy. I get goosebumps every time I think of Warren.
I think he just tickled himself.
I just did tickle myself because, I don't have anybody on this program who's not my friend. And Warren and I now go back sometime, and we have shared some good meals together, some good laughs together.
No tickles.
No, we have not ever tickled, though. That's right. We'll have to make sure that that's taken care of. All right, so, hey, this tickles me also. Here's the question of the day. What is DOGA? D-O-G-A. You want a hint? The story is connected to Warren on the bottom of the Better Living box on the homepage at DougSteffen.com. Swell prize if in the next 2.5 minutes you can figure out and explain to us what Warren talks about. Don't give it away, Warren. DOGA, though, that's the correct pronunciation, right?
DOGA. It is. That's right. That's exactly
okay,
right.
What is DOGA? 800-510-8255. I always love the things. We're actually doing, I think we're doing a good job, a good public service of bringing a lot of the things that are a part, for example, of your web presence. You have a lot of things there that are very helpful. We had a video of the other day, too, that we found from Australia, a pair of dogs rounding up and chasing off sharks. Did you see that, by?
I didn't, and it really got me angry.
How so?
First of all,
they're in danger.
What moron would let their dogs in water that's filled with sharks? That's number one. I mean, I'm looking at this video. Look at this great video. Look at these super dogs. And I'm saying, you know what? If there's a shark between me and my dog, I'm getting on the other side and saving my dog from the shark. That's what I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how people could let their dogs in the water knowing that it was shark infested.
Yeah. I don't have an answer to that one.
There is no answer. It's just moronic people wanting to get a video.
So should we not have glamorized or glorified it?
I don't think so. I think we could have talked about it maybe. Yeah. I don't think that once it went viral, though, I mean, everyone's talking about the video. I think it gives people the wrong impression.
The question for us today, Warren explains a new class for dogs. It's called DOGA. What is it? If you know what it is, 800-510-8255. I also, story that came from Oregon, the vet who saved the bald eagle by giving it mouth-to-mouth
CPR. What about that? Would you stay away from something like that, too?
No, not at all. I actually got in a lot of trouble. When I was younger, I was a volunteer fireman on Long Island. I remember going to a house one day, bringing a dog out of the house that was really not breathing, doing mouth-to-snout resuscitation.
Mm-hmm.
But the part that I got in trouble for was stealing the ambulance, taking the ambulance to the veterinary hospital.
I did.
I got in a lot of trouble for that. But anyway, the bottom line is, there are now, and interestingly enough, I'm glad you brought that up, there are courses now for people all over the country. One of the biggest problems with dogs is choking and mm-hmm. cats is choking. People mm-hmm. can take courses through the Red Cross now and learn CPR for their pets, and I think every pet guardian should really learn that.
Richie always teases me or makes fun of me, or everybody does, because I share my ice cream cones and things with Charlotte, but if anything ever happened, I mean, what has she got in her mouth that I haven't had in mine?
Her butt.
No, she didn't have her butt. Come on, will you please?
Like you said, Rich.
All right. Susie, what
you notice
is,
how quiet I got today.
Yeah, he's very quiet.
Yeah.
Susie, what's doga?
I think it's yoga for doggies.
Have you heard of it before, or did you just guess?
I'm somewhat aware of it.
All right, so Warren, explain what doga is, these new classes for dogs called doga.
Yeah, downward human. That's what we're doing here. The concept is that it's just as important for dogs to stress and relax and alleviate anxiety as it is for people. So it makes common sense.
Right.
However, I don't know if a dog necessarily needs a class. Come on, now, Doug, think about Charlotte when she wakes up from a nap. She stretches, she rubs her back, she does. So that's one of the problems with people is we don't stretch enough. So I think yoga for dogs in a class situation is a great idea. It's super for socializing. It's good for their muscles. It's good for their mind. It's the same thing for dogs as it does for people.
Right. Now, if you got a dog, Susie, you'd enroll in a doga class?
No, I have a kitty cat.
Oh, kitty cat.
Need it.
Do they have cat classes?
I don't think there's any. Koga would it be called? I don't think there's any cat yoga yet. I think, but then again, cats. Have you ever watched cats? Come on. I think yoga was learned by humans by watching animals. For example, praying mantises and dogs and cats. I think that's where yoga came from.
All right, Richie, give Susie a nice prize.
Got it.
Our poll. What do you think about yoga classes for dogs? Let's see here. 42% said it sounded like a scam to them. 23% said it was excessive. Come on, what do we treat our pets better than we do ourselves? Yeah, hello. 18% said interesting, but I don't think my dog would like it. 17% said, I think it's a terrific idea. I'm with you, Warren. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show on Good Day.